This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Says some Republicans are jumping off the Donald Trump bandwagon just in time for him to officially announce. What does all of that mean? And the Emmy Awards are out. Could there be two different things that you might not care about or care about? It's a snapshot of America. This is the things that we're talking about. And more importantly, the Uvalde school shooting video has been released. The reason it was released, not officially, is because the Austin American Statesman, a newspaper, decided that they had a copy and they were going to release it early. And I have to tell you, I watched the video and it really gets your blood boiling. What was going on? You see the officers not engaging and clearly hanging around in the hallway. But you can see the shooter and you see a little boy behind him who thinks he realizes what's going on. And then he runs and you think to yourself, I hope he's safe. My name is Kate Delaney, and that's where we're at in this country right now, especially with this video that this raw footage, I think, has people in Uvalde even more furious, if possible, than before. I know I was furious when I looked at it, even though we all know the stories and the investigation and all of that in between. It's chilling when you actually see the police officers not engaging, where they're just hanging in the hallway while he is in a classroom. It's disturbing. They're running away from the gunshots. You have police officers in a school running away from the gunshots. 19 children, 2 teachers ultimately were left to die in their classrooms. So sad. And this bombshell video obtained by this newspaper showing how they just dilly-dallied, hung around in the hallway, has the victims' families, I think, even more irate. They did not go after the 18-year-old gunman, Salvador Ramos, who you could clearly see on the video, walking down the hallway with his gun, his long gun, and then the chaos ensuing after that. A 77-minute clip showing the officers, I'll say it again, rushing into the school just minutes after the 18-year-old started his rampage, but rather than confront him, they stopped and lingered. There was one cop in a helmet and a vest who was even using a wall-mounted hand sanitizer and checking his phone. So this is not, I mean, this is awful, obviously. We know it. You see the heavily armed officers in the hallway, walking around, leaving, talking to each other, making phone calls. But nobody is engaging. Nobody is helping those helpless children. No one's helping them. Nobody. And these are things that we've already heard about. These are things that we knew from the Texas Department of Public Safety. But actually seeing it, I think, just makes you look, it just makes you crazy. It just absolutely does. Now, having it released is what they're talking about. Officials said they wanted the grieving families the opportunity to view the video privately before its release. Well, that obviously didn't happen. Vincent Salazar, whose 11-year-old daughter Layla Salazar was killed in the shooting, told the New York Post that he hadn't seen the video before the Austin American Statesman published it and that the families of the victims felt blindsided and said, we all know that the police didn't do their jobs, but seeing it reaffirms that there needs to be accountability. A lot of these people who didn't act shouldn't have their jobs, And I could not agree more. I don't care what your political background is. I think that anybody looking at this is going to feel the same exact way. If that was my child and they were in there, and then on top of everything else that I've seen and heard, then I see that video, see Ramos just walking down the hallway with the gun, see a little boy that comes out like behind him, and then that just, again, makes you panic, but then you can see him go back around the corner, the boy, and run, so you assume that he's okay. But one, just moments after that, when you see those police officers and what they're doing, oh, it is, it just reinforces that was a nightmare, that maybe some parts of that could have been avoided if they had just engaged a huge, huge miss. One of the biggest missed opportunities that we've been able to see in living color, in just watching the video. I mean, unbelievable. I have lots of words, but many of them I could not use on these airwaves. Just absolutely terrible and horrifying. There's so much more that we're going to talk about on this show. Of course, your thoughts when we go to the mailbag. And then we're going to also figure out some ways with Nick Miles that you can stretch those gas dollars. Yes, gas has come down to earth slightly. It's still very high. So what do you do? How do you find the best spots to get your gasoline? Nick and I will talk about that at the tail end of the show. Let's go to Graham right now and see how he's doing. Hey, Graham, we like to check on you, and we're glad that you called in. How are you doing?
Well, shout out to Freedom for Courtney. And to be honest, if you want to save on gas, I'll give you a quick tip, people. Buy yourself one quart of automatic transmission fluid, and every tank full, break that up in quarters. Put it in. It'll clean your injectors. And also, it's a fluid and it has a high flash point. It's like having octane gas. It'll cut down, too, on all this ethanol they put in. I mean, we used to pour sugar in tanks just to ruin somebody's car.
I've heard that before about sugar. There you go.
Anyhow, as far as way I go, I'll know Friday because they're going to remove my suction tube, okay?
Good.
And I'll know more about the liver through a CT and an MRI scan. And I'm praying that it doesn't come up as chronic liver disease. That would give me, I'd have to have a transplant in 2 to 5 months.
That gives you hope.
The possibility of 5 years. But
yeah,
enough about that. I'm just praying for the best. Anyhow, it's very pleasurable to talk to you all the time. I've enjoyed it. And I'll be in a happier place. I'll be dancing on golden floors, girl.
You know, there is something to that. But, Graham, we are definitely praying for you. Absolutely, 100%. I have to say, you sound pretty good. Let's get that tube out and then check back in with us and let us know how you're doing. Thanks so much for checking in. Boy, he has been around for this show for a long, long time. We've had some really interesting conversations with Graham about things that are happening in the world and his health, of course, now taking some turns for the worse. But it's good to know that there still is a door that is slightly open there for him. The door is open here, and we're going to walk through it with much more next.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
As I said, coming up, we're going to have a mailbag, and some of you obviously had seen the video that I was talking about at the top of the show and how infuriating it was to look at that and realize what was not happening and how the parents must feel, again, by seeing that and then knowing how close all of those police officers were right there down the hallway to taking Ramos out, to getting to that classroom, you know, fully armed. And it's, there just really aren't great words for it. I mean, you know, there just isn't enough that you can say about how did this happen? How did this not have a different ending, right? And I think of the people I know in my life, family members who were cops, and what they've talked about in situations when they talk about active shooters and the training and all of that. And I can assure you that what is discussed among them would be that they have to go in and save those children's lives, period, whether they're going against orders from Pete Arredondo, who resigned. The Uvalde City Council accepted his resignation, and he was the school district police chief. And he said he was stepping down to minimize further distractions, but and it hasn't said anything to anybody when he's been approached about speaking or interviews or any of that. The district police chief was previously, of course, identified
as the on-scene commander during that May 24th massacre at Robb Elementary School. And his role in the failed police response in the shooting is that, and of course he's had intense public scrutiny and criticism, is and why he was placed on leave, is that he did not respond, that he told them not to respond. You know, not to, this is not the procedure, right? And it was in June when he did tell a newspaper that he didn't consider himself the incident commander and assured the reporter that another official had taken control of the larger response. So, you know, again, we're running circles around the same thing, that this shouldn't have happened. And if he was missed the first time, got into the school, that's one thing. But when you see the actual footage and you realize, and you already knew that, that there could have been a point where he was immediately stopped, there might have been kids that were saved, and we know that. Listen, here's what one of the Uvalde parents' reaction was to the video. You know what they said? Screw you. That's what they said. And I can not even begin to wrap my mind around dealing with that, dealing with the anger that you would feel, first of all, at someone that you love being dead from a mass shooting, one that happened at a safe space, supposedly, in the school. But we've talked about that and treaded over that territory for many, 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 many years here on this show. And just seeing it, like I said, and realizing what was going on is just absolutely atrocious. Since we're talking about that, the Highland Park, the other incident that just happened, 4th of July, the parade shooting, where the shooter dressed up like a woman and escaped the parade route and, of course, eventually was caught. A lot of people are talking about the survivors of it. One of them, the 8-year-old boy, Cooper Roberts, who's paralyzed from the waist down after getting shot at the parade. He had a surgery on Tuesday and is fighting for his life. He developed a fever and was upgraded to serious condition. He did have the chance when he is momentarily awake to see his twin brother, who he was asking for, and his dog while he was briefly conscious, but then had to be sedated because of the pain. But this new infection has caused that fever to spike and elevated his heart rate, so they've put him back in critical condition just recently, late on Tuesday. One of his lungs also partially collapsed. You can bet a lot of people are praying for Cooper as they monitor his progress the next couple of days from the hospital. What they're saying is they're going to be critical for him. A GoFundMe campaign was started, and there's $1.4 million has already been donated to the Friends of the Roberts family. That's what they're calling the GoFundMe. Because they know, as he continues to fight, what's going to happen, the therapy, hopefully he survives, the treatments, the equipment, the devices. And that's the other part that a lot of times people don't talk about. Suddenly, you're foisted into this situation of, now I got to figure out a way to survive this. And how much, the hard, cold fact is all the money it takes to get somebody, a child or somebody older, back on their feet. So there you go. This is something that you hardly ever, ever hear. Starbucks closing stores. Starbucks is going to close 16 stores because of personal safety concerns, they say, in various cities. What they're saying is, after careful consideration, they're doing it, these locations, because of the high volume of challenging incidents, that it's just unsafe to continue to operate. The stores are in Seattle, Los Angeles, Philly, Washington, D.C., Portland, Oregon, and they're going to be closed by the end of July. How about that? They put out a letter to employees at the beginning of the week and said that employees are seeing firsthand the challenges facing the communities and personal safety. Racism, lack of access to health care, growing mental health crisis, raising a rising drug use and more, and that's exactly what they said. And they're saying, with stores in thousands of communities across the country, we know that it can be challenging at times and how it plays out in the stores, and that employees should report every incident. They should file it, to make workers feel safe in stores, the company's offering active shooter training and other types of training. They're also offering mental health benefits. The company also may close restrooms to the public, overturning a 2018 policy. They say in cases where it isn't able to create a safe environment in the store, they're going to close it permanently, period. And they're going to move employees. They're not going to lose their jobs. They're going to move them to neighboring stores. And in the end, the letter from Howard Schultz, the guy behind, of course, Starbucks, he says, we need to reinvent Starbucks for the future. We need to radically improve employee experiences because of the feedback we're getting from employees, safety, welcoming, and kindness for our stores. That's what we have to care about. They were listening to all of the concerns of so many people who worked in Starbucks across the U.S. So, wow, how about that? And it's true, there have been, of course, it's been caught usually on video camera phone, where there have been some really nasty things that have happened in some of those Starbucks, scary, scary moments. And again, offering active shooting training for concern that they also can be a target, and they've seen what has happened to some of the stores and how close some of the employees came to being in the middle of that. I think that's a smart move. And by the way, for so many people, once again, this is not unusual to say this. Thunderstorms disrupted hundreds of flights across the U.S. on the East Coast. It was really, really tough on Tuesday. They had almost 600 cancellations nationwide as of 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. All the New York airports were hit. Washington's Reagan National Airport was hit, too. It's those storms. That's part of it. This time they weren't blaming it on crews or lack of pilots or any of that. It was these severe storms that were moving through that mid-Atlantic region. And with that weather, they have to ground the flights. Just bad luck when you're at the airport and you think, oh, look, my flight's going to be on time. This is terrific. And then you get to the gate and you realize, yikes, it's been canceled because of the weather. Already people are expecting the worst. It is the one time with someone like me, an optimist, I expect there could be problems when I go to the airport. All right, no problems getting opinions from all of you. We're hitting the mailbag next.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
A new video shows the action inside the hallway of a Uvalde, Texas elementary school during a mass shooting, including cops running away as children are murdered. The first video was shared by the Austin American Statesman in the first few minutes after Salvador Ramos entered a classroom and fired dozens of rounds. A trio of police officers made their way to the classroom's entrance. However, after they were repelled by gunfire from Ramos, an enlarging group of law enforcement waited to take further action. An officer can be seen checking his phone. Another reached for hand sanitizer as the killing continued. Louisiana authorities have once again been blocked from enforcing the state's abortion ban. A state court released a judge's order on Tuesday blocking enforcement while abortion rights advocates pursue a lawsuit. This is USA Radio News. Tiger Woods is taking a swing at a Saudi-backed golf series.
Tiger Woods is taking the PGA Tour's side when it comes to golfers joining the Saudi-backed LIV Golf International Series, the 15-time major champion playing a practice round ahead of the Open, which starts Thursday.
As far as the second part of your question about the players who have chosen to go to live and to play there, I disagree with it. What they've done is they've turned their back on what has allowed them to get to this position.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Massachusetts man will spend 11 years in prison for driving to Michigan to try to kidnap a former girlfriend. Police found brass knuckles, handcuffs, zip ties, a stun gun, and duct tape when they stopped 49-year-old Damon Burke in Detroit last year. He pleaded guilty to attempted kidnapping. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Pig in the mailbag.
All right, so we're here in the mail room, and I count at least six people that have sent me emails about the Uvalde video. This one comes from Brian. Kate, I have three children, one of them the same age as many of those kids who were killed, many of the 19, the same age as many of them, and it really did infuriate me to see that video. I heard about the video, that's what people are talking about, and I purposely looked it up and could not believe how many officers I saw in that hallway who didn't respond. I have two friends, best friends, that are police officers where I live, and I can tell you, I know, we have had these conversations about active shooters. No matter what, they would have put it on the line, if you understand what I mean, by themselves, period. One handgun going after them, whatever, flying down the hallway. I don't understand how those officers could just stand there no matter what kind of order was being said. It's outrageous for sure. Then this one from Danny, and Danny says, I live in New Orleans, and no cop I know in New Orleans would hang around in a hallway like that no matter what was happening. If there were several gunmen, they would respond. It makes me so sad for the parents of those kids. They were so vulnerable. They really were sitting ducks, and they were let down by the adults in their life and the people in blue who should have protected them. Then there is this one from Brian. There's two Brians. Brian H. He says, I am stunned by what I've seen. I have a daughter who's 10, and in her school they have two off-duty police officers. It's a pretty big school, and they constantly update us on what's going on, and there, of course, are active shooter drills. But the officers, I believe, the two officers absolutely would have responded in the situation if they had been in something similar to what happened in Uvalde. I'm sure some of the officers, maybe that aren't pictured there, probably feel the same way. So you can't condemn entire departments, but it looks like a lot of them were there in the school. I can only imagine what the people in that town are feeling like, and I don't know how anybody who was one of the responders, one of the first people you see in the video, how they can live with themselves realizing that they just listened to innocent kids being killed or bleeding out, because at that point, who knows? But I believe some lives would have been saved. I'll just do one more because the outrage is across the board. You know, we know that. It's not a surprise. It's pretty easy to see that. Elliot says, hi, Kate. I'm listening to you in Riverside, California. We all would not want to be in the shoes of any of those parents, as a parent myself, to get that text, to realize your child is in danger, to rush to a school and then be held back, and then also hear whispers that nobody's responding, wait, and then understand that they're unrecognizable because they've been slaughtered by someone who had access to the school, who was 18 years old, in a rage, and there were responders who could have responded immediately and saved some of those young lives, I believe. We don't know the exact timing, but I think that there would have been kids that would have been saved if they had responded. And there were other misses that happened before he even opened fire, but that's one thing. For someone to drive by and not realize and then respond versus they're already responding immediately, running into the school and then just hanging back. My goodness, I think parents and others would have reacted differently if they had had access, even if they had no weapon. I think they would have run to the aid of the kids in that school. Yeah, I've already talked about this, and you look at the video, whatever search engine you have, it's out there. People are looking at it. You'll see that there. You look at the amount of police officers that are there. You see him coming in. You see what happens with the boy who goes in the opposite direction, and it is just disheartening. And that's what it is. It's disheartening. All right, so let's move on to something else. Hard to do, but let's do it. Okay, so here we go. This is something that I said at the beginning of the show and waited for the payoff here to say something to respond to it. But Stephen says to me, hey, Kate, I voted for Donald Trump. I did it twice. I'm not his biggest fan. I agreed with some of his policies and some of his personal choices I don't agree with at all, but I did agree with some of what he did business-wise. But I think his time has come and gone. I think there are better Republican candidates, and I guess I'm not alone. I happened to hear when I was driving around today that there was a poll that was released that showed in a hypothetical that he wouldn't necessarily be the one that was picked for to run as the Republican necessarily. You know, it's interesting. So this, I think it's the same one. In this new poll, what it shows is just focusing on the party, on Republicans, primary voters under 35 years old, 64%, as well as 65% of those with at least a college degree, one college degree, were part of this poll, right? And they said they would vote against Trump in a presidential primary. So 64% under 35, 65% with at least a college degree, one college degree, are saying that. Meanwhile, 75% of primary voters said Trump was just exercising his right to contest the election, because they were asked the question about, you know, do they form their opposition in this potential primary contest because of what happened on January 6, 2021. But what was the response? 75% said that he was just exercising his right to contest the election. Nearly one in five said he went so far that he threatened American democracy. Overall, in a hypothetical matchup against five other potential Republican presidential rivals, 49% of primary voters said they would support him for a third nomination. So that's a key thing to remember. That's just a hypothetical. And, of course, the greatest threat seems to be the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, who is the second choice with 25%, the only other contender in this poll with double-digit support is Ted Cruz. He's another, but he's far down the list looking at the potentials. Wow. So interesting. And there'll be much more of this because everybody's trying to read the tea leaves and figure out what's going to happen here. And we're going to get closer to this. You know, Biden is pretty much getting cut off by the left wing of his party. So who knows if he's going to run? A lot of Democrats don't want him to run. This I say this every year, but this year is going to be really interesting. All right, how about this one from Max, who says, "Hi Kate, I am looking at traveling, but every time I hear you on the air and I hear about these ridiculous travel delays, I understand what's happened, that there aren't enough pilots, or you have air traffic control problems, or there's weather problems. I just can't imagine hanging around, figuring out what's plan B and C. It seems like it would be something that would drive me crazy. So I believe instead of flying somewhere, I've convinced myself that I'm going to drive despite whatever's going on with gas. That may be the smartest thing to do, because the idea of having to scramble and try to get on other flights, not getting on flights, having to go and stay overnight in a hotel somewhere, losing time when I could be already at a resort or a hotel or wherever it is that I would be staying with family, by the way, I think we might have to do the vacation thing. I think I'm going to pull out what I call all the stops with my sons, and I'm going to stream the vacation movies and let them get a good laugh of it, and then say that this is the way that we're probably going to go to Disney World via the car, and stuff everyone in there and figure it out that way. I'll take my chances with traffic and anything else you could encounter on the road." Yeah, you know, you're not alone in that. There's a lot of people that are rethinking what they're doing, because especially if you, depending on the ages and how big is your family and traveling, and then having to, it's one thing if you're solo and you're flying business, or, you know, you're flying around for business, or you're flying to go and visit somebody or whatever you're doing. It's you figuring it out, playing out the scenarios, going to the other airlines, trying to get booked on another airline or get on a different flight. But when you have a lot of kids with you, have your family with you, because then you have to book for everybody anyway, so you got to find all of those seats, that makes it that much more difficult. It probably is a smart thing to do. And just on cue, perfect for this, segs right into it, we're going to speak with Nick Miles next about what you can do to ease the sting of high gasoline prices, and maybe the way you can rethink that vacation.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Automotive journalist, road trip enthusiast, very funny guy. I've seen him all over the place. Nick Miles to jump on board with us to talk about the biggest road trip in the country. And also for all of us, what should we be doing differently when we look at taking trips? It's the summer. It's the time where a lot of people take trips. Nick, thanks for coming on.
There's nothing like being introduced as a very funny guy, because then you feel like you're on the spot and have to be funny. Road trip, the big American pastime for the summer, right? The pandemic changed a lot of things, and so we should be prepared to change the way that we do things as we hit the road in America. The first thing you should do is load your smartphone with apps, because they can be a lifesaver as you get out on the road and not spend money, because that's one of the things we're learning to do, especially with high gas prices. There are lots of apps out there that can help you road trip better. Gas Buddy is one of them. It's not the only one. You have those cards that you use when you go to the store to save money on groceries and gas at the grocery store. All the grocery stores now have gas stations, and you can use the same one that you go out when you go out on road trips. Those grocery stores are everywhere that have gas stations, so why not use your Safeway, Costco, Kroger gas card at the gas stations as you road trip? I mean, it's a smart idea. And you should use those to save 10 cents, 20 cents a gallon. Every gas station has a loyalty card as well. So don't find the first gas station on your road trip. Find the less expensive gas station and use loyalty cards, because you shouldn't have to pay money for gas, expensive gas on your road trip. The other big things on the road trip are, don't take the biggest car that you have at home. Take the least expensive car for gasoline. You don't have to load up your car with everything on a road trip. Do it like you're going on an airline and you're paying for your baggage. Take travel size toothpaste and mouthwash, and take the smallest things, and think about buying stuff along the way. You don't have to pay for a pet sitter. Take your pet with you and make sure they're properly secured in a kennel or a harness, and buy dog food along the way in little bits. Don't take a huge sack with you and pay for that weighing the car down. Buy little bits of dog food. Buy the food that you need every day from the roadside farmer's market. Don't take a lot of supplies with you. And you can use all those apps as you go to take daily trips. Within 150 miles, you'll find amazing things near where you live. Don't travel 1,000 miles just to go see big sites, but to see cool things near where you live. So there's lots of ways you can save money.
Oh, those are all great. And like you said, the 150 miles within your home, there's so many things that you hear about that you think, well, that's close to my backyard. You just overlook it. But really, there's some awesome things usually right in that circle of about the 150 miles, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I've done it, and you can find them. And you hear about, if you would think about if you had someone coming to stay with you, where you would take them within 150 miles of your own home.
Oh, that's a good advice there. Okay, I mentioned it, just skimmed over it briefly, but this is huge. The biggest road trip in the country. And talk about that. Talk about what you're doing with Mini USA.
Yeah, so it's called Mini Takes the States. It usually happens every 2 years, and the pandemic sort of slowed them down a little bit. So it was supposed to happen in 2020, but it's happening now this year. It's Mini Takes the States 2022. It goes from Burlington, Vermont, which we started a couple of days ago, through Vernon, and now today we're in the Poconos, Pennsylvania, on to Frederick, Maryland, then Roanoke, Virginia, Bristol, Tennessee, ends up in Greensville, Spartanburg, South Carolina. And it's all raising money for the Best Friends Society, which is an animal organization which is trying to save them all. That's every homeless animal in the United States. And by the way, there's 100,000 animals that need homes. The goal for us is to raise $75,000 for the society, and just 2 days we're already at $11,000. Of course, you can find out more at Mini Takes the States website, and that's what we're trying to do. And everybody wants to do it with this great motoring organization, and you can join us by watching the videos and donating at the website, Mini Takes the States.
Right, Mini Takes the States. Hey, I'd be remiss not to ask you this. This is kind of a tough question. It's like when people ask me, how many people have you interviewed and what's the best interview ever? But you've taken so many road trips and been to so many awesome places. What's your favorite road trip that you ever took?
I have to tell you that it changes from day to day. What's the favorite road trip? What's that? You know, I will tell you, yesterday, or the day before yesterday, I interviewed somebody who had a Mini that was made up like the Joker from Batman. And this is the first time I've ever interviewed anyone that did this. But I asked her, you know, was she crazy like the Joker? And instead of answering like the yes or no, she answered with a sound effect. And I said, you know, are you crazy like the Joker? And she said, I am a little hee-hee. And I was like, I've never had anyone answer a question in a sound effect. And I thought that was the best thing I'd ever heard. So I think I'm going to answer questions in sound effects from now on, because it really does speak, especially to, so I'm a radio guy, right? Especially does speak to radio.
I love it. I said you were funny, and so you paid off for sure.
Thank you.
Nick Miles, thank you so much. We'll be rooting for you the rest of the way. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, pretty funny. He said he's responding in sound effects, and she's trying to do the Joker. All right, this isn't funny, but it shows you where we are at this point in the country. I mentioned at the top, you know, COVID cases are up because we have a new variant, and it's BA5. What's really interesting and a test of what the rest of the country is feeling, it's people are sick of it. We're over it. You start to talk about it, and like, eh. You know, I'm still doing what I do. That's what I'm doing. I've already gone through the anxiety of COVID. I've already had this happen and that happen and switched jobs or whatever it might be. So in New York, if you live near New York and you want to do something close to home, Broadway is wide open again. Masks aren't required. And that used to be a place where it was. On the subway, where they are required, a lot of people aren't even wearing masks. So pandemic, when you ask people, they're like, pandemic, all right, it's out of my mind. I heard we've got monkeypox. We have other things that are also going around. I haven't really heard anything about BA5. There's a huge story in the New York Times, and I thought, yeah, that pretty much tells you right there how people are feeling. Just so burned out on COVID and COVID conversations and all of that, and psychologically the damage that was done on the push-pull of opening schools, closing schools, masks, mandates, no mandates, and, you know, there aren't clear-cut definitions now once again. I mean, of course the New York City Department of Health, they don't know what, I mean, what does it mean? How are you categorizing cases? What happens when someone comes in for something else they're being treated for and they test positive for COVID with no symptoms? What does that mean, right? All COVID cases in the hospital still require isolation and some of the other measures that were put in place, but the public is not interested in masking. And boosters and vaccinations and all of that, I think that a lot of people are feeling like, okay, you know, we're not going back here. You know, there were people that got very sick. There were people that died. I had friends, and we had them on the air, who got incredibly sick and are lucky they survived. And I had a friend who lost her husband. He wasn't even 50. He was a principal in a school and in outside of Houston, and he got COVID and died. So we know stories, but how it's playing out, we don't know how this is playing out now. And it's still in the early stages, but it's getting a grip, and there are more people that are testing positive. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Once again, you can be a part of our mail segment. Just send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.